And welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierzwicki.
Welcome back to the Figure Fit Podcast, where I believe that both a fit and healthy body can coexist and absolutely must go hand in hand with a busy lifestyle. Do you have a busy lifestyle? I know that I do. So here's what I was thinking. You guys, I wake up with morning mantras every single day. I literally speak life into myself in the morning, and I speak the words, and then I hold it and I think about it and I think, is this true? And if it's not true, I think, how can I make this true? So a while back, I thought about creating like a daily morning mantra that I could, kick out to the world. So I did that, and I would love to have you join the list. There are literally thousands of people on this text list. All you have to do to join is text me the word daily to 970-230-3633. I'll repeat that in a minute, but I just want to tell you, this is literally every single morning when I wake up. I will text you a positive, either a health mantra or a positive business perspective, something so that you can actually choose the mindset that you're going to view your day through. And here's the thing, if you can control your mindset, you can control your actions and you can control the outcomes. I swear that waking up to positive thoughts and then really getting into the feeling has been a game changer for me and my family. And that's why I started doing this for you. So if you want me to text you in the morning, there's literally no strings attached. This is totally free. It's my way of giving back, and I will add you to the list. So in order for me to do that, just text me the word daily to 970-230-3633. Again, 970-230-3633. And that's it. All right. So here we are with the show today. And Vince has got something for us to talk about today. So what you got on your mind, Vince?
Yeah, well, first off, I just want to say that I do recommend everybody joining that list, because I love starting my day with reading that, because it's a very positive thing to read first thing in the morning, getting out of bed and getting right into your day. So I definitely recommend everybody text daily to that number. I don't know it off the top of my head, but what I want to talk about today is private victories. Now, I didn't coin that term. I don't know who originally said this, but the concept is basically doing things behind the scenes, doing things in private, so you can just stack up in 1 year, five years, people will look at you and say, well, how did you make all this progress? But you didn't show them all the things that you were doing behind the scenes. And now I know if there's younger viewers listening to this, Mom, you might have done this in the past, but I know a lot of kids my age, when they're in middle school and when they're in high school, they'll just see something on social media that motivates them, and they decide to just do, pop out 100 pushups in their room, but they do it quiet. I did this in high school. I would just do it all quiet, do like 10 minutes of abs or 100 pushups or whatever. But I did it in private, and I didn't want you to hear it, because I don't know what it was, but it was just a private victory. But if you can stack up those private victories, it just compounds on itself, and people are going to be like, what's the secret? And there really is no secret. It's just showing up and doing the things and not seeking, approval from other people posting about it on social media, what I'm doing. It's just doing things and then reaping the benefits later on. So that's really what I wanted to say.
I love that. I think that's so cool. It actually kind of takes me back a little bit to when we had our home in Indiana. And I remember walking in, you had this whiteboard and you had the phrase on there, private victories. You had it written really tiny. And I was like, I saw that. And I was like, huh, wonder what that means. And you did end up telling me that, but you're, just elaborating on that is really cool, because I didn't really know all of that. And I think that for, a lot of people do that, but I think nowadays a lot of people are doing it for attention or for validation, and they're putting everything out on social media. I really do like the idea of just kind of like keeping things for yourself. And then you just show up one day and you're like, boom, here's what I've been doing.
Yeah, exactly. I do that with certain things sometimes. I have in the past where I'll say I'll do something and then I'll start working on it. But what I've been doing lately is just working on it, not saying anything to anybody, and just I have this thing in my head where in a year or 3 years from now, I'll have this, I'll be this certain, live this certain lifestyle, and people are going to be like, how did you get to this? But I did all the work in private, so it's not like I'm flaunting. Now, this is what I'm working on today, which I don't not recommend, posting something like that every now and then, but I do recommend, living that private victory lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, there's actually science behind what you just said, and I wish I knew this before you just said that, because I would have come to the podcast with this actual science fact, but people could, I guess, Google this on their own. There is actually science behind when you actually say something. Your brain kind of releases dopamine when you say you're going to do something and you like tell people about it and they give you early praises for it. It actually feels like in your brain, like you've already done it. So then what happens is a lot of people actually don't end up going and doing the actual thing. And it's because like they've already released the dopamine, they've already gotten the reward. And then when it comes down to sitting down and doing the work, they don't do it. So it
Yeah.
happens more than I think we ever even realize, but that is, it's kind of interesting to just really think about that, because there's been so many times, even in the past when I had the yoga studio, I was like, I'm going to do this, and I'd have these great big ideas, and I would mention them, and then I wouldn't even do them. So I've
Yeah.
been there. I wonder how many people in the world have been there.
I'm sure most of them.
Yeah. So, well, that's really cool. I didn't bring a topic today to the podcast. I really just wanted to kind of share what the podcast is going to look like and some of the topics we're going to cover. And Vincent and I have been brainstorming. We've got different ideas. So I really wanted to, change the podcast up from the way that it used to be. So if you guys go back and listen to the old episodes, they're older. I mean, I started this podcast in, I want to say 2000 and it was either 15 or 16. So now it's 2022. It's been a long time. And I used to do it all by myself in my office back in our home in Indiana. And it was really hard to kind of just sit in a room solo and talk with a microphone. So I really wanted a co-host all these years. And now Vincent's old enough to do this with me, and he's living his own life. He's in Missouri. I'm in Denver, Colorado. And he's in the working world, and he's got a gym membership, and he's like living the young life that we've all, most of the listeners listening to the show have been there. They've been in that post-college phase of life and trying to navigate work and trying to navigate working out and having fun with friends and really just building a healthy lifestyle for themselves. And so you're in that phase, and I think you're just a perfect co-host. And I know for me, some of the things that I re
Obviously.
what
I said obviously.
well, obviously, I found myself really wanting to talk about the following things, like entrepreneurship. I mean, you were probably, I want to say, 8 when I started when I founded Solace Yoga Studio. And I really want to talk about entrepreneurship because I did. I founded the yoga studio. I created a yoga school that took me a year. I created the Figure Fit program. I wrote a book. I started this podcast. I taught myself how to edit these podcasts. And all the while living a healthy lifestyle on the side, eating healthy, taking what I learned in college and really living it, right? And so for me, I really wanted to give back more from the life that I have lived. And you're in such a new space where you're independently starting your own company. And you haven't really mentioned that to everybody, but I think you should. And I really wanted to be a sounding board for you and, not just through entrepreneurship, but also healthy living, healthy habits, rituals. I could talk about money to a degree, but I am a regulated financial advisor, so I can't really talk about a lot of things on this show in that regard. But everything else, like healthy living, entrepreneurship, rituals, habits, and things like that, I absolutely can. So for me, I'm going to bring forth mini episodes on a weekly basis, and we'll have like one nugget to take away where Vince and I will just kind of ping pong back and forth, maybe the idea or even a question. And we're going to go from there. So I hope you guys love it. And I do want to hear back from you. Again, we are pretty much posting some clips on our Instagram Figure Fit page. And we'll put some of the information out on our YouTube channel as well. But you guys can find how to contact with us or follow us in the show notes. And that's what I've got to say today. So I'm going to let you kind of cap it off today for us, Vince.
All right, sweet. Well, that's really all I wanted to mention was, again, those private victories, just doing things behind the scenes, whether it's just, you know, a 10-minute ab routine at the end of the day and you're, you know, in the basement where your family doesn't see you, or if it's something work-related, just stack those up and I promise it's going to compound. But that's it. That's all I wanted to say. So again, thank you, Mom, for having me on as a co-host.
You're welcome. Wait, I do have to say this because your discipline, you guys, this child, I don't know where you got it from. I'd love to take all the credit because I'm your mom, but I don't think I can. I mean, you are your own person. But like you guys, his discipline is incredible, and he would be doing, I'd see him stretching in his room, you know, when we lived in Indiana, and I'd see him do abs every now and then. I was like, oh, and you all, the people who've listened to the show, you know that I'm like a fitness person. I've been doing this for gosh, 20 years. And I would see him doing abs. I'm like, oh, can you like do that with me? Tell me the next time you're going to do it. But he would just kind of do it on his own. And sometimes he'd be like, come on, you're going to do it with me. So I just have to tell you that you are still an inspiration to me because I've been trying to do abs twice a day now, morning and night. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I can be an inspiration to you. You are to me.
Oh, my heart. Well, you guys, that's all we have for today. Thank you so much for joining and listening to our show. I am just so incredibly grateful for all of you who listen and all of you who give us feedback and just are in the space with us and sharing this journey with us. So thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Ciao.
Have you ever wanted a personal trainer so that you knew exactly what to do and when in order to reach your body goals? On top of that, have you ever wanted a nutritionist that can tell you how to eat that is going to help you lose that unwanted body fat and or build the muscles that you want to have a nice, lean, and toned body? Well, all of that can be yours at figurefitlife.com. With the online comprehensive program from Figure Fit, you're going to get a personal trainer, a nutritionist, a weight loss coach, and a life coach showing you exactly what to do and when to reach your goals. You're going to get monthly workouts, weightlifting workouts, and a cardio calendar showing you exactly what workouts to do and when. You'll receive a nutrition manual, meal planning guides, and a ton of recipes in our recipe library. And with every good workout program comes balance. So on top of the workouts, you're going to receive yoga videos for stretching, for learning certain poses, how to help a bad back, how to stretch those tight hips, and really just to open up the body. And one of the most important components of the program is the mindset component. With Figure Fit, we focus on establishing a healthy mind, and that has to do with where we're putting our attention, what we're focusing on. So we have an entire meditation library that's going to help you de-stress, set the proper goals for your life, and learn how to achieve them. All of this is here at your fingertips every single day at figurefitlife.com. Join us now. Head to figurefitlife.com and click on the Figure Fit tab to get started. I cannot wait to meet you and support you with all of your goals, all of your dreams to help you get fit, to feel great, and to love your body. Get started today at figurefitlife.com.